ticked.
Democratic Senator Ben McAdams says he's ticked about the Senate Business and Labor Committee's decision not to pass a bill he was sponsoring that would have added a new regulation for payday lenders.
What this bill would do is when a payday lender brings an action against a borrower, they have to do it in the county where the loan was made.
McAdams says currently many people being brought to court by payday lenders are required to travel to Provo, the hub for most payday lenders in Utah, even if they live as far away as St. George. Wendy Gibson, district manager for Check City and spokeswoman for the Utah Consumer Lending Association, says the reason lenders require cases to be heard there is to keep costs as low as possible.
We can have a representative from our company go to the courthouse to represent our company, and we don't have to pay them an additional attorney fee.
Republican Senator Kurt Bramble, who voted against the bill, says that is one of the reasons why he voted the way he did.
It drives that cost dramatically for the very people who are struggling that have taken out the loan. If you say, well, then hold it, let's limit the costs that could be recovered, then that will be spread out over all similar loans, which would, again, raise the price for everyone that accesses a payday lender.
But community activist Linda Hilton with the Coalition of Religious Communities says her organization has done studies that show that distance does matter when it comes to citizens showing up for their payday loan court dates.
The people who appeared were from either Provo or surrounding area like Spanish Fork or Orem. We did not see people from farther jurisdictions appearing in court.
The bill was voted down 4-3. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.